come and help hold some posters. So, Harry, and I'm sorry, I don't know your name. Layla, and Luke. So, I've got a couple of posters here that I need you to help me with. So, the first one, so Layla, do you want to hold that for me? If you can hold it maybe there and there. So, who's this couple? William and Kate, yes. Now, I was wondering if anyone could tell me, where do they live when they're in London? Yes, so Harry, if you want to hold that for me. Okay, so first question for you is, can anyone tell me really precise directions of how to get to Kensington Palace from here? No. Okay, so maybe one or two of you might be able to, but I was actually wondering whether maybe a good thing to do might be to check on the sat-nav. No. Okay. Okay, thanks for that. So, by putting it into the sat-nav, I'm just going to put it in now. So, it's saying that it's going to take around about 58 minutes to get from here to Kensington Palace. And the first direction, I have actually written them down, I sort of pre-did this. So the first direction is head southwest on the Brighton Road, A217, towards Reigate Road, and then turn right up the Reigate Road, the A240. So it's sort of taking us off in that direction. So if we follow those directions, we'll be able to get to Kensington Palace, won't we? So sat-navs are quite good in that way, would you agree? You know, help you out a little bit. Now, I've got another question, though, for you. If, rather than asking, can you tell me the way to Kensington Palace, could anyone tell me the way to where God lives? What we might call the Father's house or heaven? I know, use the sat nav. You know, it worked for Kensington Palace, so why not here? So let's just try that. Oh, a little bit of a problem. It is coming up with heaven, but it's heaven's kitchen. This place, do you want to hold that for me, Luke? So, yeah, Heaven's Kitchen. So that is saying Heaven's Kitchen, restaurant near Farnham. It's quite a long way away, isn't it? But not really, that isn't really where God lives, is it? Really? Sorry? It's a steak restaurant, thank you. Yeah, so of course he doesn't live there. Yes, indeed. So wouldn't it be wonderful if there was someone who was willing to walk with us every day and would help us understand how to get to heaven? And we're actually going to have a reading now to see whether maybe the Bible might help give us any clues on that. So let's just have a listen to this.
This morning's reading is taken from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. It's not in the same version as the Bible's in the church. Jesus comforts his followers. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. And trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I am going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I will take you to be with me, so that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, And I am the truth and the life. The only way to the Father is through me.
Thank you. Ruby, maybe just want to put those posters just on the floor so everyone can see them. If you just want to sit down, that would be brilliant. So from what we heard just there, who can show us the way to the Father's house? Any ideas? Jesus, absolutely spot on. Thank you very much, Rosie. And the thing is, though, is that he didn't say, I will show you the way. He said, I am the way. That's right. And it's a bit like these bunch of keys I've got. I've got some keys here. I've got my car keys and I've got my house keys. Now, can I drive my car with these keys?
No.
No. Can I get into my house with these keys?
No.
No, I can't. No. So it's very much like the only way I can get to my Father's house, so to Father God's house, is by using the right key. And actually, Jesus can be seen as the right key to be able to get into my Father's house. And that's really what that reading was telling us all about. It's a bit like when the children went to find Aslan, the king of Narnia, and then they all followed him, they all bowed down to him, didn't they? And then they followed him, they listened to him, and they followed him. Now, if Jesus is the way, and we're saying that Jesus is the way for us to be able to know Father God, then we need to be able to find ways to be able to follow Jesus better, don't we? And one of the ways that we can do that is by reading our Bibles, because actually, words that are in here help us to be able to understand who Jesus is, why he's important, and how he's able to give us true life and meaning. So I wonder whether one of the ways in which we can follow Jesus is by reading the Bible. But it might be that for maybe some of the younger ones, but actually maybe some of us that have been following Jesus for a little while and sort of read some of this and we think, but what does that really mean? Maybe using something like this, which is a God and Me book. And what's in here is there's a topic for the day, and then there's a reading, and there's a prayer. And I thought maybe if we just looked at the one for tomorrow, just to give you a bit of a flavour and a feel of how then maybe as families, we can then all read a little bit of the Bible, think about it and talk about it all together so that we can then think about why that's important. And the topic for tomorrow is tidying. Who likes tidying? Well, you're coming to my house if you like tidying, because you can come and sort my house for me. That would be awesome. So tomorrow, all about tidying. Do you ever make a fuss when your mum or dad asks you to do something? So, a little boy here, Harvey's mum, so there's a picture of Harvey. Harvey's mum has asked him to put away his toys. Harvey hates tidying. Sometimes he makes a fuss, but today he is going to do a good job. Harvey's mum will be really pleased, and so will God. He is glad when we obey our mums and dads cheerfully. And it says, when your mum or dad asks you to do something, remember what the Bible says. And the reading from the New Testament, from Colossians, is this. Children, obey your parents in all things. This pleases the Lord. In all the work you are doing, work the best you can. Work as if you were working for the Lord, not for men. Remember that you will receive your reward from the Lord, which he promised his people. You are serving the Lord Christ. So can I encourage all of us, you know, whether we're this big or, sorry, but you are very tall. Yeah. So whatever tallness you are, if you don't already, just read a snippet from the Bible every day. Can we all be really encouraged to do that? Because it's something that's really simple to do. You know, maybe for the families that are here today, I'm going to leave this at the back, and if you want to have a look at it, have a look through it, and maybe think about that's something that you might like to do every day, so that we can listen to Jesus, do what he's asking us to do, and follow him, because that's a great way of us being able to show Jesus that we love him a little bit better each and every day. So let's now, just in response to that, let's sing a song that Neil is going to lead us in.